This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
George Donikian, or Donikian, welcome to the show.
I'm delighted to be here, and it's not often you get an invite to the Cafe Neo.
I'm going to try to make the best Greek coffee you've had in Melbourne, or should I say Armenian coffee?
No, I would suggest make it Australian and make it good, and I'm happy.
An Australian coffee with a touch of Greek and Armenian identity. Let's talk about identity.
Yeah.
Who is George Donikian? Where do you come from? How did you get here?
Yeah, most complicated question ever asked on the planet. I've spent, can you believe, close to 35 years in the public eye, and yet I'm an enigma in that people still think they know who I am or what I am, and I assure you they don't. I've striven always to be the best Australian I can be. In fact, I'm an Australia Day ambassador, and that's part of my responsibilities and role each and every year. And I take that as a very big mission to strive and become better at, and to educate and to encourage as many people as possible to become Australian. Because I think not only like early adopters is it good, but it's vital, and I think it's important. I used to be an internationalist in that I always believed that we didn't need nationality and we should just be citizens of the world. And as a young man, it's terrific to dream wonderful things, but in reality, you need an identity. It's like a tribe. You need to fit. And when you fit in, life's so much more pleasurable for any and a lot of reasons, and none of them make sense. Yeah? Not all of them make sense. But I've striven to always be what my father and my mother have wanted us to be, the best Australians that we could be, but with an incredible responsibility that we are more than just Australians. We are of Greek and, in my case, Armenian descent. So the name, without any question, is Armenian. Anything that ends in Y-A-N or I-A-N is Armenian. Andre Agassi is Andre Agassian. Shur, of Sonny and Shur fame, is Shur Sirkisian. Yeah. So, and it goes on and on and on. Half of Hollywood is Armenian. And you see it more and more. The other half is Greek.
Yeah, which is Armenian.
Oh, yeah.
You've touched on two really big topics, identity and citizenship, that I think they're quite different. Let's just focus on identity because we're not going to have time to play any music. So, do you think Australian identity these days is that mix? Is Australian identity the same than it was in the 60s and the 50s, which was predominantly Anglo?
Australia, when my father arrived on the 23rd of December 1949, was clearly and very definitely white Anglo-Saxon Protestant. Australia had just about eliminated the White Australia policy under Arthur Calwell. There was a new government in town. It was the government of Menzies. And the new immigration minister was a guy called Harold Holt, who would, in his own time, become Prime Minister of Australia. But in his first role as immigration minister, he was the one that bucked the system and said to the immigration department of the day, these that were schooled in letting in only the white Anglo-Saxon Protestants, that, hey, nothing wrong with the Greeks. And in fact, they were allies of ours in the war, and I'm going to step up and I'm going to encourage you to knock back all your old practices, and I'm going to put a line in the sand and say, from now and onwards, Australia will offer an assisted passage scheme to the Greeks, which up until then was not available because we were considered not worthy.
There's nothing wrong with the Greeks. What a line. How was it for you as George Donikian, or Donikian as we say in Australian English, to get a job in media? Could you be yourself, or did you have to be somebody else?
Well, I was told very early on, no job. Nice try. We don't employ ethnics.
Nice voice, but
Nice try. Nice try. Yeah. We like everything, but we don't employ ethnics. You can be George White, George Brown, George Green, any colour George except George Donikian.
George of White.
Yes. In fact, let's go before my radio aspirations or my media career and go back to my school days. In my early days, I went to school with no English. I spoke Greek, I spoke a little Armenian, I spoke a little Turkish, but no English. And I had the most abrupt and terrible time early. But once they sensed that I wasn't an arrogant beast, and I didn't hate them at all, I just didn't understand a word they were saying, until I could learn the language and until I understood that once you participate in Australia, in other words, that's why I fell in love with sport, because sport for me, once I showed that I was as adept or more so than many on the cricket pitch or on the football field.
You play cricket?
I played everything. I was one of the very first Greek boys, Armenian boys, to ever pick up a cricket bat. And, you know, it's not that unusual. If you come from Kerkira, cricket is perfectly normal. So why look at me with those eyes, Kiriako?
Because I'm trying to picture you with the cricket bat rather than the Greek padofla.
Yeah, well, listen, I was a wicketkeeper and an opening batsman, and I could handle myself okay, all right? Because they're the two most responsible roles in any cricket team, are the wicketkeeper, the backbone of the team, and the opening batsman, the guy who has to cope with the vicious and speedy nature of the opening bowlers. And once you quell their violence, you allow your stroke makers to, you know, make hay while the sun shines.
That's all Greek to me. So the George Donikian that Greek Australians see as a symbol of ethnic Australians is more Anglo than we think.
Correct. More Australian than you ever poke a stick at. In fact, my brother used to laugh because whenever we'd go to different grounds and different places and different venues, I would, because of our ear, good ear from compliments of mum and dad, I would mimic the Australians and their accent or their dialect and showcase it where I could to show a point of difference. So I could sit under the scoreboard at the MCG, the Adelaide Oval, or the SCG, and you'd think we're all a different type of fella, you know?
You could be an actor, or are you an actor?
I've never acted during a newscast, because you don't. You can't, possibly. You've got much too much to consider. But I have acted.
Some movies or like
no,
movies
no, no,
that we can actually rent?
You can actually rent Witch Hunt, which was a documentary movie that won an AFI for us way back in 86. And it tells the story of the Social Security scandal that was horrendous, cost the Australian taxpayers about $250 million. The Australian government of the day were mischievous. They thought they had a story. Mind you, they were misled by some people who saw an opportunity to make money. But it's sad to think that a government as late as the mid to late 70s was that naive and that quick to challenge and accuse a whole community of being corrupt. The Greeks of the late 70s were considered to be defrauding the Australian taxpayer of many millions of dollars. In fact, they arrested more than 3,500, nearly 4,000 of them over a couple of days. And it's a terrible stain. And we addressed it in the movie Witch Hunt. And that's what it was. It was a hunt like those inane things that happened in Massachusetts and America. They grabbed a bunch of women. They called them witches, which was scandalous. They took their lives. And those ghosts, I hope, find a peace and an ability to come to rest. But there are a great many families in Australia that are still stained and still burdened by the darkness of that period, where a couple of media people thought it was, you know, open season on Greeks.
Do you think that with your successful career in media, you've managed to change that bad stereotype? that was created by some for a whole community, for the Greek community.
One can only hope. You never know. I'm not in this business of judging. I let others judge. Others can say what George has done or hasn't done, and the role that I've played. Look, I do know that I'm now considered a brand or a name that people think fondly of, which is lovely. That wasn't my ideal. I wanted to be a media identity that changed the way we look at news. I was maligned in the early days for trying too hard to be different. I wasn't being different. I just wanted to be accurate, and I wanted to show to people that if you make an extra effort to pronounce someone's name, it's because you care. It's not because you are not capable of delivering that name. So for me to say Seikesh Vekhervar, to say, for example, Valery Giscard d'Estaing, to say Mavro Kordatos, I don't say it to show off my linguistic skills. I show it off to indicate to all and sundry that that is the name of the subject, and that is the correct name. And I can remember the great, solidarity leader, the leader of Solidarność in the early days of the 80s, his name was Lech Wałęsa. But it was only Lech Wałęsa to the SBS audience. The rest of Australia and the rest of the world, it was Lech Wałęsa or Lech Wałęsa. And it wasn't until there was a news conference in Sydney where they interviewed Lech Wałęsa, when some Australian wanted to actually show up SBS, they wanted to make us look inane and stupid, they asked him how to pronounce his name, and he said, the way they do it on SBS will do. Thank you very much.
That's fantastic. It's about telling the story and telling the actual story and speaking the truth.
I have a book signed by Ayrton Senna, and it says to the only newsreader in Australia who knows how to pronounce my name.
You said you have a book.
Yeah, a beautiful book.
Do you have your own book in the making?
Look, there's one that started. I don't really want it to be George Denikin's book, but it could well be a story of George's endeavours and career in the media, across the media, from radio to television, and how we were perceived, and how the sort of fights we had to fight, and how, look, as you would know, the media is an incredibly competitive game. Everyone is jealous of anybody else.
Really? I've never experienced that. Everybody's loved me.
Yeah. But Kiriako, it's because you're unique.
It's just gold, right?
Gold, man. Gold.
Τι θα λέει το βιβλίο? What would the book have? Would it be a beginner's guide to media?
No, I don't know if it'll be a beginner's guide to media, but it'll certainly open people's eyes to a very different Australia and the journey and how it's changed Australia. I know from being this kid in 1975 that just wanted a job. We just wanted to prove that there's nothing wrong with ethnics. In fact, we all had a story to tell. We all had a role to play to broaden and make Australia richer, better. We didn't go out to make it better. I just thought we could make it richer by allowing all the flavours in the soup. You know what I mean? I've been a great believer that if you have all these ingredients, use them. What's the point of having, 23 million tools if you're only going to use 11.5 million of them?
That's a bit less than that, I think.
Okay. You might be onto something. More gold!
In your everyday Australian life, what kinds of spices do you have? What type of music do you listen? What type of food do you have? How Greek or Armenian or maybe Asian are you in your everyday life?
One of the most wonderful things is I've married for a second time. I have a good Melbourne girl. Her name's Di, or Diane, but you mustn't call her Diane or she will get very angry.
Will she say hi, by the way?
She will say hi, but her mother's the only one that calls her Diane. She's a good Melbourne girl. Every time I take her to Oakley, she thinks it's like we go OS and we need a passport. She can't believe that Athens resides in beautiful downtown Oakley.
It's looking good these days.
That's right. And when I travel to Adelaide this weekend and head down to Semaphore, where we have the Greek festival on the 18th and 19th of the month, it'll seem like you're in beautiful downtown Monastiraki.
That's in Semaphore for anyone that's travelling to Adelaide this weekend.
If you're in Adelaide this weekend, get down to Semaphore from midday to, I reckon, midnight and just after on both Saturday and Sunday. You'll be able to see a newsreader, have fun and games. And we'll I reckon what we'll do is we might start with a Lucumades competition. See how many Lucumades you can
win. So I'm not going to come.
And we're also going to have the hairiest chest.
I don't know what you're talking about.
The judges will not entertain any other discussions. The decision will be final.
How about the hairiest back?
We're not going down that far, right? We're not going down that far. We don't talk about ridgebacks. But quite seriously, we're there to have fun. It's a major fundraiser for the Greek community of Port Adelaide. It's the Greek Church, the Greek Orthodox Church, and the schools in the area, the Greek schools. This is their major fundraiser every year. And 30,000, 40,000 people are expected. Let's hope the weather is kind and we can have a bit of fun.
Adelaide weather is normally kind. We hope all the best for the weekend.
I might start it with Kira Yoriena or Yorgo Supupai.
I think I'm going to play that song for you.
What a great idea. Let's make it my theme song for this weekend.
O Yorgo Supupai. Για που το βαλέ και που το ξενύχταει. Έβαλε το σκούρο του, άναψε το μπούρο του, μπήκε στο αμάξι του και εντάξει του. Ο Γιώργος είναι πονηρός και αυτά που λέει μην τα τρως, και από τις 11 και μπρος κυκλοφοράει για γαμπρός. Ο Γιώργος είναι πονηρός και αυτά που λέει μην τα τρως, και από τις 11 και μπρος κυκλοφοράει για γαμπρός. Κύρα Γιώργενα, στο λέω υπευθύνος, ο Γιωργάκης σου είναι ένας θεατρίνος. Για δουλειά σου μίλησε, πόνηρα σε φίλησε, κι η αυγούλα μύρισε και δε γύρισε. Ο Γιώργος είναι πονηρός και αυτά που λέει μην τα τρως, και από τις 11 και μπρος κυκλοφοράει για γαμπρός. Ο Γιώργος είναι πονηρός και αυτά που λέει μην τα τρως, και από τις 11 και μπρος κυκλοφοράει για γαμπρός.
Let's go back in time and look at your career. 35 years on television, did you say? Or
33 years. Let me check. 1980 to 2011 in terms of television. 1975 to the present in terms of radio. So it's been an interesting time.
Out of those years, you've only spent 8.5 years with SBS, yet still people think you're still with SBS.
It's a wonderful thing, branding, isn't it? Yes, I have people. I host a lot of functions for the Melbourne Heart, which is one of the A-League clubs in the football competition in Australia, and it's the second club in Melbourne. And I don't know why. It's a bit like trying to prove that the Greeks are okay. I've spent the last 3 or 4 years trying to prove to a lot of Melburnians and others that it's okay to have a second club in Victoria. It's okay to have a second club in Melbourne. And the difference is that we're red and white while the others are blue and white. It's one of the few times that I'm supporting those boys in, you know,
the red and not in the blue.
Yeah, I'm a Panathinaikos boy, which is really deep green, but I don't mind in this case helping the remnants of Olympiakos.
So people still think you are.
Yeah, they come up and they go, "Oh mate, can we have a photo?" I said, "Why is that?" "Oh, we love you on SBS." Guys, I haven't been there since late '88. They've gone, "Really?" But I'm back at SBS as an ambassador, and we're looking at doing some more things. And you never know your luck in the big city. Anything is possible. And if you have a love for an organisation and a passion for media that I have, everything is in consideration.
So, George, what was that? If you were to pick two highlights in your career, what would they be?
Very definitely the first night on air, because it was forever and a day, a moment in history. They'd never seen a European face on Australian television before. It was unique. Not only was it a European face, it didn't pretend to be anything but European. In fact, I was the face of SBS. As Ginjal said, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the new multicultural face of Australia. And people said, why is that? I said, because he sounds Australian and he looks European. As you know, Australia has become Asian. So maybe I don't fit.
Just stop plucking my eyebrows, yes.
Yeah, but let me check. I'm very big on Yamcha. So, I do have my own popo. So, you know, acha is another big part of my diet. No, look, I'm a multicultural boy. I believe that we are citizens of the world, but we are very rich and very fortunate to live in the land down under. And we should embrace each and every member and get them to understand that life is a lot better if we share everything.
A lot of young journalists or broadcasters would love some advice from you. If there's an ethnic broadcaster that is just starting, what would be your advice to them in an Australian media world?
Okay, I would say to them, don't think so narrowly as ethnic, think multicultural. You offer a unique facility and a beautiful presence. You offer us another key to another culture. Maybe you're fortunate you speak half a dozen languages. If you do, to me, you're infinitely more gifted than I, because you offer me an opportunity to bring six or seven keys to the table. They are six or seven new insights into those communities, their pains, their goals, their aspirations and everything. And you should be a fantastic facility and an ingredient I want to employ. So don't be intimidated by your colours or your ethnicity.
Or your name.
Or your name. Your name, to me, should be one that you're proud of. I've never, ever wanted to impress on anyone that I could pronounce someone's name. For goodness sake, how difficult or how easy is it to say Guy Forget? That was a French tennis player who was announced on Australian television as Guy Forget. The captain of Juventus, or Juventus, they called him Claudio Gentile. His name was Claudio Gentile. My advice to each and every one is, don't be intimidated. Don't let the narrow and the small-minded win the day. Show them that we're bigger and better. And when they say to you, how do you pronounce that Icelandic volcano? You can go, Eyja Fjallajökulls volcano. Not because you're linguistically superior, but you're aware and you've spent the time to do a little bit of homework, which after all is the essence of any good broadcaster and any good reporter. You don't go and write what you think, you write what you've discovered. You write what you have learnt. And that to me is the lesson that I'd like to give everyone. Don't assume that we know anything. Teach us. Educate us. Do your homework. You might learn something yourself. And in doing so, it will help you impart the information a little bit easier and a little bit better to a marketplace that really does want to know. They're just fearful of feeling inferior. They don't want to be shown up. So don't show them up, but help them. Coax them to understand that it isn't really difficult to say Guy Forget.
George, thank you for sharing μία σελίδα από την πολύχρωμη ζωή σου και εμπειρία σου.
One little syllable, eh? Yeah. One little syllable. Well, if you break it down, if you break big words, big long words into syllables, it's very easy then to pronounce the whole thing. So get back to my Korea. If you can understand the little syllables, everything else makes sense too.
And thank you for being the beautiful in the golden, the beautiful.
No. I was just hoping to help. I was just hoping to be able to provide some of the gold.
You can be both golden.
Yeah.
Beautiful. They're not mutually exclusive.
Done. Yasas.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.